Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host slash sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season three, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU and dive into the mind of the individual. On this 10th episode of season three, we're sitting down with Logan, who is an art student at VCU currently focusing on illustration. They are in their junior year at VCU. They create really colorful and visual pieces of art, sometimes even creating glass sets. Logan gives it their all when creating pieces. On their Instagram, you can see so many different beautiful illustrations and pieces of art.
Hello, I'm Logan Hillier. I am, like you said, a junior in Comm Arts. I do a lot of illustrations, cartoons mainly. I draw a lot of animals. I really like drawing animals. Anything that's emotional, comics, stories, characters, anything like that.
Yeah, I feel like with comics, you can really exaggerate stuff compared to normal that you just don't really get, you can't really get away with.
Oh yeah, totally. You can explore whatever you want.
So right off the bat, why don't we just start? Do you have any like favorite food spots in Richmond you like to hit up, or just like some of your favorite spots you love to eat at?
I still have a dining plan, so I still go to Chick-fil-A very often. And I just recently tried the Oh Yummy Sushi. That was really good.
But where's that at?
I don't know exactly. I think it's by a Kroger. Somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But it's pretty good.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I love sushi. I had sushi the first time like a year ago, and I was like, wow, I'm really missing out. Yeah. Yeah. Love Sushi King.
Oh, it's so good.
And when you look at your time at VCU, the class you've taken, you're in your junior year. Has there ever been a class you've taken and you took the class for 15 weeks and just right from the get-go to the very end, it just really clicked with you and you really like understood it and got the most out of it? What would that be?
I think with Comm Arts, there's a lot of classes that challenged me. So in the beginning, it was kind of rough, but at the end, you're like, whoa, I understand this so much better now, and you almost wish that you could go back and redo all of your assignments, because you're like, wow, I learned so much in this class. So I have a lot of classes like that. Like specifically in my AFO, my space research class, we were making sculptures, humongous things that I had never done before, or even thought about, or you know, had the chance to make.
Yeah.
But I felt like I learned a lot from that class. So that was really cool.
Yeah, I definitely feel the same way. We took a class called Visual Acuteness, and they like taught us how to use Photoshop, InDesign, Illustrator, and all those. But the way he would like run the class was like you could really anytime like go back and fix stuff, but you'd always kind of want to like go back and make sure something you worked on was the best possible, because then you'd be more proud of it, which I definitely understand that. And when you got your start in the world of art, how did that go? How did you get into it?
I had a lot of inspirations on like online artists and things like that. I loved the Warrior Cats books, which I know a lot of people know, and is how they got into art, especially Comm Arts students. I loved the Warrior Cats books, and I would just like look online all the art online. I was like, wait, I can be doing this. And I had been drawing for a while, but that was when I was like, wait, I can actually do something that looks pretty good. And so that's when I tried to make my art better, basically.
Nice. Yeah, that's super cool. And how would you say your time at VCU has been so far? You're almost done with your third year, about to go into senior year. How you feeling?
I think it's been really good. There is definitely been challenging moments and moments where I felt like that. I'm like, why am I doing this? But I think it's gone really good. I've been doing the art markets. I'm doing a lot of art markets. That makes me really feel really good that people like my stuff.
Yeah, I've visited some of those. Yeah, those are a lot of fun going to. I had a friend who was a Comm Arts major. Yeah, a lot of cool artists there. You can like support their work and just help them out. Yeah.
Yeah, so that feels really good. It always like, it's a battle between being like, whoa, should I really be doing this compared to anything else I can be doing right now? And then when someone really does appreciate your work, you're like, wait, this is the right thing I should be doing.
Yeah. And when you look at the illustrations you make, what sort of media would you say inspired your type of illustrations? Like any video games, music, or movies in particular?
I loved Invader Zim in high school. I think it heavily influenced my art style. And just similar things like that. Any sort of show or movie I watch, I think, does implement itself in my style. There's not a lot of specific things I can think of other than other artists I follow is mainly what inspires my art style, I feel like.
Okay, yeah. And also, speaking of other artists, are there any artists at VCU you'd like to shout out or just friends of yours?
Yes, I have one of my best friends, Cassandra, PeachyKiss3 on Instagram. I love her. Her art is amazing. My friend Johnny, I believe his art account is Paper Tear. We're all officers for Quack, for Queer Arts Collective at VCU. So their work is amazing. You should definitely check them out.
Why don't you tell us about Quack?
Oh, yeah, I can talk about Quack. I love Quack.
Quack.
Yeah, so Quack, it stands for Queer Arts Collective. Our mascot is a duck, so that's why the quack goes into the duck. Mm-hmm. So we're a club where we basically we want to support the local queer community with workshops, just like a place to meet people, basically, to have community, especially in these times with the political atmosphere and everything like that. It's really important to connect with your community and to have this sort of space. So we're trying really hard to have this space and keep this space.
Mm-hmm.
We did recently have a gallery show where we showed a bunch of really talented artists. We got to show, I think it was over 40 artists, which was awesome.
Oh, wow.
We got two rooms in the Anderson, which was awesome. And the show had over 600 people come, so that was amazing. We were with the Black Fidelity show, I believe, on the same day, and a show for an alumni photography show at the same time. So I think all the shows at the same time really helped boost all of the shows attendance. It's great.
And how would you say you see yourself using your art in your future career, possibly, and what do you see yourself doing with this major?
Right now I do have an internship for this summer at a small gallery place called The Garage in Virginia Beach. So I'm going to be helping a lot with events, gallery spaces, like helping artists get their stuff hung up, just like organizing that. Art markets, things like that, I'm going to help organize. I'm helping painting murals, which I'm really excited for. So I'm hoping to work a lot more in events and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Like hands-on experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely the best way you can go about it, just getting that experience right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
What are you currently working on at the moment? What have you been doing this semester? You know, junior year is a big part of, like, the type of stuff you make. I remember my junior year was a big deal of the stuff I was making. So what have you been up to?
I've been making a lot of stuff for the market. So more stickers. I want to make some zines. I'm really excited about zines.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to make some more, like, products. I'm in a comics class, so I've been working on a comic, which is really nice.
Oh, cool.
Because it kind of gives you that excuse to actually work on something you want to, like, because mm-hmm. you're also getting a grade for it, which is nice. So I've actually been able to explore comics like I haven't been able to before, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Yeah. I always love just really taking in the things you're learning in class and really trying to, like, just stick with them and see how far they can go for you. Yeah. And do you have any upcoming events you'd like to share, possibly?
On April 4th, there will be a stamp making workshop I will be helping with that me and my club, Clear Arts Collective, will be hosting. So we're going to have all the supplies, food available. You can make your own stamps. It's a lino cut stamp, so they have the carving.
Oh, cool.
We're going to have all of those supplies. It's going to be really fun. I'm also going to be at RUF, Richmond Fur Fair, April 5th. So I'll be there selling my art. If you want to buy my art, I'll be there.
We'll make sure to go. Yeah. Yeah, but that's about all I got. You got anything else you'd like to add? What about your socials?
Oh, yes. That's an important one.
Grump Dump.
Yes. It's grump dot, as in a period, dump on Instagram. That's my main platform I'm using right now. I post pretty often. I post when I have art markets on my story, so you should definitely be checking my story. Follow me on the gram.
Well, thank you so much for being on, Logan. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, really fun. Really fun talk. Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Are you a musician, artist, or a creative of some kind? Reach out to us on Instagram at @badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show. We're always looking for more guests. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network, VCU's first student-ran podcast network. While you're at it, go check out a brand new one-year celebration episode of Rate This Plate. We'll also be uploading brand new shows in the coming months, so stay tuned. Thanks so much. for listening to episode 10 of season 3.